This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
One pick in the NHL draft, but the men that can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make them need to run.
That's
come on, every trash, EMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you yawn and grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
On the final full Football Friday of the NFL season, January the 7th, 2022. There's a lot to do. Knicks with a thrilling comeback victory last night. Rangers not so good late night in Vegas. Only bad things typically happen in Vegas late night. We have a Football Friday. We've thankfully said goodbye to the season for the Giants and probably the Jets a little bit as well. Lot to do. A very snowy day out there as well this early Friday morning. Before we get to any of it, I say good morning to the one, the only, the famous, infamous, some might say, Rick DiPietro. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, David. Time out for a second now.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Don't start lumping my Jets in with your Giants.
Well, I didn't lump. It was more of a Giants, thank God it's over. Jets, you know what? It's over.
It's over, but I'm a little disappointed that it's over.
Really?
I mean, the way that Zach Wilson has trended in the last couple of games, I mean, I'm a little bit sad that it's over. I would like to continue to see him grow and get more experience.
Well, then I shouldn't have spoken for you. I'm sorry. Okay?
You're trying to lump us into one big Giant.
No, I'm not. I'm not, because I've said it and I continue to say it. The Giants situation is worse than the Jets right now. But I don't look at the Jets as some kind of a nirvana. I still think it's kind of a ship that's taking on water.
Not nearly as much water as the Giants.
Why does everything have to be compared to the Giants?
Well, because you just compared
that.
The Jets to the Giants.
No, I didn't. I said the Giants, thank God it's over. And the Jets, kind of, sort of, thank God it's over, is what I said. See?
I will say, though,
I even got the ding from Santiago agreeing with me.
Listen, though. As painful as it's been, and it's been painful. I mean, to watch that Bears game was torture. We should have been paid. Like, fans should have been paid to watch that football game.
I'm giving you a get out of jail free card. You don't need to watch. Don't watch.
I'm kind of interested to see how this thing is going to turn out.
Can I give you the preview? Not well.
Like, I want to rubberneck this game. I'm interested to see how this thing is going to turn out.
I'm telling you right now, it's saving you 3 hours. How's it going to turn out? Not well. There you go.
I can't wait to see how this turns out for Joe Judge. I can't wait to see what he says after the game.
That's the beauty of it, isn't it?
That's absolutely the beauty. Because that's, you know what, and here's where we'll jump off today. That is, and it frustrates the hell out of me, doing this for I don't know how many years now. It's, you would imagine, in a city where you have two baseball teams, you have two hockey teams,
you have
two football teams.
Three.
Well, three. Yeah, I know you got three, but whatever. I'm just saying.
That's very disrespectful.
Well, I mean, the Devils are in New Jersey. We don't talk about Devils.
Wait,
all right, we got three hockey
teams. When you say local hockey teams, it's three. See, that's two for two with Santy.
All right, we got three hockey teams.
Thank you.
Being very disrespectful to the Devils. I apologize. I like the young talent the Devils have. I'll say that. I don't know what the whole Jersey thing, but again. All right, that you would learn from the other team in your city's mistakes. Like, I mean, you get an up close. Like, how is this team handling things? Is it working out? And yet we continue to make the same mistakes over and over and over again. Like, we don't learn from the other teams in our city's mistakes. We just saw what happens when players of a team decide they want to boo the fans. They want to give thumbs down to the fans.
Oh my
and we
God.
Saw how that turned out. And yet, we decide last night, in the midst of what turned into the best win of the season for the Knicks.
A unicorn win. A
unicorn
one in a million
win.
Kind of win for the Knicks.
Bing bong is that we're going to give the fans the thumbs down.
It is amazing. And really the discussion should be what a phenomenal comeback victory. Because it was. Because they were. I was already lining up. Like, I was preparing things to say in destruction of the Knicks this morning. I was watching that game last night, second quarter, and I was getting so angry watching the lack of effort and just the lack of execution and performance, down by, 25 points. And then this slow comeback, and all of a sudden they take the lead, and then they miss foul shots. And then I was just on edge the entire game because I was annoyed, and I thought they're going to win. And then Barrett misses a foul shot. Randall misses a foul shot, and you think to yourself, they're going to lose the game in overtime. R.J. Barrett, huge shot. That should be the story today. That should be the only story. What a great comeback. What is Julius Randle doing? You're booing the fans?
And you could see it, though, too. Like, you could see he was agitated. Like, I mean, there were a couple times where he scored, and he was mother-effing the fans. Like, he was obviously there was something on his, like, he was aggravated with how they came out, how he came out. I mean, it took him almost 20 minutes to score his first points of the game. They get down 25, and, I mean, the patience for the Knicks fan base, and they're a patient fan base, is wearing thin. This has not been a good season so far for the Knicks, or Julius Randle, or Evan Fournier.
Or anybody, really.
Well, let's give him credit, too. Evan Fournier was lights out last night.
It was terrific.
Hey, I'll say this. If you want to make that deal that we just signed with Evan Fournier worth it, somehow find a way to play the Celtics in the play-in game or in a playoff series. Because he dominates
the
Celtics.
Against Boston. Yeah, his former team.
I mean, he's gone for 32, 32, and 41 against the Celtics this
career
season.
Career high last night, 41. He was lights out.
Lights out. And just, you mentioned unicorn win. Just so people know, when Dave says unicorn win, so over the past 25 years, last 25 seasons, the Knicks were 1-229 when trailing by 25 or more points.
Oh, my God.
1-229. So,
that's unbelievable.
I mean,
huh?
That's how crazy that win was last night.
Bing bong!
You know what, by the way, a couple things. And then I saw for this season in the NBA in totality, I think it was coming into the game 1-135.
38. 1-138.
1-138 it was. Yeah, and the lone victory was somehow Oklahoma City down 26, and they came back to win against the Lakers.
Correct. Yeah.
Yes. But can we, I don't know if you feel like this, and I'm going out on a limb saying this, but I'm going to say it. I've had enough of Bing Bong.
Yeah, I think I'm done with it.
I've had enough of Bing Bong.
Yeah, I've had enough of it. And I mean, it's, listen, if this thing keeps going the way it's going, and we're going to have this, you know, back and forth, the face of our franchise going back and forth with the fan base, you're going to have enough of this season pretty soon.
Very soon. And how often do you think you're going to fall behind 25 and come back to win a game?
Well, you're not. I mean, you just read the stat. You're not. It's not going to happen. I mean, Jason Tatum late in that game was the only Celtic doing anything.
The Celtics looked like they were terrified down the stretch of that
game.
They
stink.
Didn't they?
Well, but that's who they are. That's who they've been this season. I mean, they mentioned that. They're in second game of a back-to-back, and in the fourth quarter, they're terrible. They can't hold on to leads. They crumble. And that's exactly what happened.
Oh, they just, I mean, all they did was stand outside and just hoist up three after three after three. And they had a lot of good looks down the stretch, but they could hit almost nothing outside of Tatum.
I mean, Tatum scored their last 13 points. Emmanuel Quickley was really good last night, too. But again, I mean, it was another one of those, you're at home. The Celtics are on, you know, the second game of a back-to-back.
Correct.
And you come out the way that you came out and get down 25 points? I mean, I get it. Like, I've played on a lot of bad teams where, you know, our crowds at the Nassau Coliseum would chant, "Let's go Bridgeport," when we're on the power play. Like, it was that bad. Like, we had one guy on the team come out, do the same thing. Well, now he wasn't, you know, giving thumbs down to the fan base, but he made the mistake of going up, you know, to a reporter after the game and saying, "You know, if you want to come and boo us, stay home." And I can promise you that did not turn out well for him.
It's never going to turn out well.
Never.
When you go after the fans and you battle with any fan base, it is never going to turn out well. The only thing the fan has to hold over you is they can boo you or they can applaud you. So to do, I mean, I always thought Julius Randle was really, really like ahead of the curve and smart and handled himself well. This is such a stupid thing to do. You're going to turn the fan base on you is what you're going to do.
Yeah, unless you play lights out. I mean, you saw what happened with Javi Baez, right? Like when Javi Baez started to play like Javi Baez could play and, you know, he's helping the Mets win baseball games, the crowd, I mean, the fans will come around.
Quickly.
But that's absolutely putting a lot of pressure on yourself, though. I mean, that's putting a lot of extra pressure.
So what's going to happen is if you turn it around, they will immediately, on a dime, change and fall back in love with you. And if you don't, it will spiral. If you continue to play bad basketball or this isolation ball and take dumb shots and turn the ball over and not play well, the fan base will go from not liking you and booing you to being destructive towards you.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. It's absolutely right. And it's, I mean, listen, it's not easy to play in New York, especially when you're losing and you're not playing well. And this team had, and rightfully so, there were high expectations for this team. This team was supposed to take a next step this season. And that's not what's happened. And it's back to, you know, being frustrated watching this team because you really, you don't know what to expect. Like, there's been no consistency. It's been a roller coaster. Like, you don't know how they're going to show up, especially at home. And last night was one of those games where they didn't show up early on in that game.
No, but how many times, and we'll hear from Julius Randle in a second on the thumbs down. Actually, let's take a listen now. Here is Julius Randle on the thumbs down gesture to the Knicks crowd.
Shut the up. What you talking about? To who? He just said to who? You saw what was going on out there. Forget.
What does he expect?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what he expects. Maybe he expects because he had such a good season last year and the team played really well and they surprised everybody, but he was going to get a pass this season if things didn't go well.
He thought he was going to get a pass? Does he know anything about New York?
Apparently not, which I mean, it is to me amazing. Maybe I'm just, because I love all the sports. Even when I played, I would pay attention to all the sports. Maybe he doesn't pay attention to what's going on in other sports and how something like this could turn out for you. The exact thing happened in your city. The New York Mets did the exact same thing that you just did.
And they got destroyed for it.
But here's the thing, what bothers me, Dave, what bothers me too, is that that shouldn't even be something on your mind during a game. Like, that was something he was clearly thinking about, like something he was going to do if he had the opportunity. Like,
it obviously bothers him. The fact that he's getting booed at home obviously really, really upsets him.
But he's thinking about it. It's in his head. It's something that bothered him to the point where rather than focus on what he needs to be focused on, which is, you know, his play on the floor, is that in his mind he's thinking about what he's gonna, because the crowd's booing. Next time I get the opportunity,
right,
this is what I'm gonna
make
do.
A statement. It's embarrassing.
I'm telling you, man. I've lived through this. Not on a stage like Madison Square Garden. I mean, playing for the Islanders is a little bit different, but I mean, you're in a packed building and your crowd is booing you. It sucks. But then you also realize, like, people are paying a lot of money to be at these games. And when they expect your team, especially at home, to come out, be competitive, and to be a team that should be a playoff team, and you haven't been that, they're going to boo you. That's what happens. With all the praise in all the extras that come along with winning in New York, this is what happens when you lose and you underperform. And you look the way you look sometimes. Right? Like, I mean, you saw what happens with the team last year that every single night showed up, played great defense, played hard. The fan base loves that. Now all of a sudden you come into a season where there's higher expectations and you don't play as hard as you played last year and you're not winning as much, especially at home. That pisses off the fan base. It does.
What do they think is going to happen? Like your team is not playing well. What were they last night going into the game? The 11 seed.
And these are huge games too.
Huge swing game. You fall behind by 25 points at home. What did he think was going to happen? He was going to get a standing ovation and a thank you for the effort and energy that you're putting in here? No, you're going to get destroyed. Last year. Now, this has to be frustrating for him because he went from last year getting all that New York has to offer. The expectations were non-existent. The expectations for him were similar. He was sensational. The team was incredible. He got all the love you could possibly get. And on a dime, this has turned because the expectations were now raised and the team has met, let's be fair, halfway through the season, very little, if any, of those expectations. Did he think that it was going to be, thank you so much for last year? Like, how tone deaf can you possibly be?
And that's the other thing, though, too. I know we've talked about this over the last couple of days, right? Is like when you look at where the Knicks were last year at the same time, it was, you know, they were a game better last year record-wise. But that's also with less expectations. Like, no one expected that Knicks team to be as good as it was. And also, it's how some of these games, a lot of these games look. I mean, just the first quarter of that game for the Knicks was bad.
They don't look like they wanted to be there.
No, I mean, listen, Julius was bad. R.J. Barrett was bad. I mean, you give up 10 points off 5 turnovers. Like, it's just, like, there are spurts in games where it's like it's unwatchable. And so what do you expect? I mean, as the expectations grow, this is what's going to happen. Like, if you're a team that really goes into a season and works hard, doesn't really have any expectations, like, you'll for the most part, like, yeah, fan base, they'll get a little riled up once in a while. But they're, as long as you work hard, they're willing to give you the benefit of the doubt.
That's correct, yep.
Yeah, but when you come into a season when you actually have expectations, like, you're way more, as a Giants fan, pissed off about this season than you would have been if it was a season where, you know, like, the Jets are in the midst of right now, where 100%. You knew you were going
to
struggle.
Because you have to know your situation. You have to know where you stand with the fan base. And I'm sorry. I mean, for him to react like this this is embarrassing for him. This is embarrassing for the Knicks organization. This is embarrassing across the board.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
You know what I used to do to Han all the time? So Han would pull up, pick me up at a certain time when the sprinklers out front would always go on.
Why don't you join us at 9 o'clock on the 9th green?
What happens there?
That's a secret of the pros.
So I would just wait to answer the phone until I knew the sprinklers were about to come on. So he'd roll down his window and press the button, and then the sprinklers would turn on.
You're maniacal. So the guy would get drenched?
Yeah, the first time, yeah. He smartened up eventually.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Wait, let me guess. The old 9th green at 9 trick, huh?
It would appear so now, wouldn't it?
On 98.7 ESPN. And I hope you know.
All right, DiPietro Rothenberg with you, 98.7 ESPN. I'd say who we're sponsored by, what it's brought to you by, but I don't have that information. I don't get my reads at 3
o'clock. We're presented by Progressive!
Oh, okay, there you go. We're presented by Progressive.
You're such a bad guy.
How am I a bad guy?
Well, if RJ had the reads, he would send them to you. He doesn't have them.
All right, well, then I'm not calling out RJ. I'm calling out whoever's above RJ.
I think you know who that is. I would like you to say it right now.
I actually have no idea.
No, I think you could put it together.
No, you've mentioned the guy's name in the past, and I'm not familiar with his work.
No, it's not. It's not Rick.
It's not mincemeat, is it?
No. Nope. I think Dave knows. Let's just put the cards out there and start calling people out. Let's do it.
I don't know who it is.
Take some shots. I'll let you know if you're right.
Yeah,
Evan Wilner.
I'm not going to tell you who it is.
Is it Huska? Who will cast him in the movie?
How do you say that name, by the way? Is it Huska? Is it Huska? Is he to blame for this?
It could be. He's on the list.
Oh, it's LaVishka?
Yeah, him too.
Is it LaVishka?
Yeah. He actually does our reads in the offseason.
He dabbles. What do you think I might get the reads?
6:45-ish.
I'm going to say 6:08.
Ooh, 6:08.
So that's 2 minutes from now.
Yeah, pressure's on.
There's no way I have these reads by 6:08. Do you have them now?
No.
So then there's no way I'm going to have them by 6:08.
No. We got glitches. We got that storage commercials coming on live.
That's right. Storage commercials.
I have heard storage is at an all-time high, so people have more stuff than ever. They don't know what to do with it.
Yeah, because people are buying stuff because they're not doing anything.
Well, how hot was Julie Bowen in Happy Gilmore? Oh, my God.
Very attractive.
Oh, my goodness.
Very, very
attractive.
Loved
her in that movie. Loved her in that movie.
Delightfully attractive, I would say.
Yep.
You ever see her on Broadway?
Just yep.
Terrific singing and dancing.
Yep. You're such a... I can't even say the word. You know exactly what you are.
Why am I a bad guy?
Because I'm sitting here. I'm doing work for the show. I'm attentive to the rejoin, and you're taking shots. I've got playoff scenarios. I'm trying to figure out
who we're picking. Because never once did I realize that you're like Man of La Mancha. Like all of a sudden over here. Like you're a Broadway critic. What have you not seen is the question.
No way I'm going to have these reads. So any of the reads that are supposed to be read now will not be done, just to let you know.
I saw the Billy Crystal, too. That was great.
700 Sundays?
Oh, it was so good. I cried like a baby. But I may have an emotional issue. I may have something wrong with
me. But you have your father. Isn't that about a guy whose dad died when he was young?
Yeah, but it's still, it gets emotional. But for some reason, the whole father-son dynamic, when Mufasa dies in The Lion King, I can't
get
that.
I think I'm emotionally broken.
That's a lot to handle. Have you seen The Lion King on Broadway?
I did, yeah.
Of course you did. What have you not seen? You've seen everything. All right, 1-800-919-3776. We'll get into the Giants. We'll get into the Jets as we say goodbye, thankfully, to the Giants. It's too early for the Jets because they played very well down the stretch here.
I need another game. Give me 18. Give me another game.
Thank God it's not
more games. You know why? Because my team loves football.
They really
do. I don't care what Kirk Herbstreit says. My team loves football.
They really do. What do the Jets have, 4 wins this year?
If there was a meaningless bowl game, we would play in it because that's how much we love the sport.
They really do enjoy the game of football. And you know what? Are you more intrigued to watch the Giants play Washington on Sunday or Joe Judge postgame on Sunday?
Joe Judge.
Yeah.
Nothing that needs to be looked into or anything of that nature.
especially him just taking shots everywhere, all over the place, at everybody.
Washington, former coaches, former players around the, like, you name it. There is nowhere this guy won't go.
Yeah, he's in a corner right now. He was backed into a corner.
But he wasn't. That's the thing.
He backed himself into the corner is what he did.
He wasn't backed into a corner.
Well, unless those leaked reports were... were him and his agent, or it was the Giants as a little trial balloon to see how the fan base would react to it.
Well, not highly, I'll tell you that.
No, obviously not, especially with how this team has looked over the last couple weeks.
So let me ask you this, and we'll get back to the Knicks and the calls. 1-800-919-3776. Obviously, when we what'd you say?
I love questions.
When we get on the air on Monday morning at 5, odds are that the Giants haven't made any moves yet. When we get on the air Tuesday morning, is Dave Gettleman is gone, right?
Dave Gettleman is gone, yeah.
Is Joe Judge employed Tuesday morning, 5 o'clock?
Yes.
Ugh. It's a hard sell to the fan base.
Well, here's the thing, though. There are teams that are already doing interviews and everything else. The way the rules are now is that if you fired your coach or you've let your coach know that he's going to be fired, that you can start the process early. And you're going to miss out on that. And I think a lot of people wouldn't mind if the Giants picked up the phone right now, told Joe Judge they were considering walking away and seeing if Jim Harbaugh would be interested because they feel like he could turn it around. I'll say this. This is how I feel about it. They should leave it up to whoever they hire as the next GM. It should be his decision.
Of course. Of course.
One way or another.
That's the most seamless transition, right? You find the GM. You love the guy. You want Judge? He's yours. You want to move on from Judge? Move in that direction. That makes the most sense. By the way,
makes the most sense.
The reads are here, and it's time for some Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. There's no way. See, RJ, he slow played us.
You've got mail.
There's zero chance that he didn't have the reads when he said I'd have them by 6:08. Zero chance.
But it's not 6:08. It's 6:10.
I do not have the reads still. I piecemealed them together.
Let's make a call.
Cold call?
Cold call. Who is to blame for this?
I'll wait till the break. I'll give you a number.
I want a name, I want a number, and I want to call this person live on air.
Were there men there?
I want to know who I'm casting in this upcoming film.
If there was a movie about the reads not being delivered on time, who do you see as like the lead
have
in that kind
of
a movie?
Have you heard of the mole people?
A lot of mole people as extras, I'd say.
Well, they have nothing but time.
No, you don't know what the mole people are doing.
What could they possibly be doing?
Listen, there could be some fun stuff happening down
there. Well, to come above ground, they must have an extremely high rate. I don't know if we can afford them.
Well, like a day rate, I bet. I think you pay them in like 2-day-old bagels. I bet you get a full lot of mole people.
I bet they're very high maintenance.
No, and then the mole people, mandates. They don't shower.
Then we're dealing with mandates. It could be a Djokovic situation where once they come up out of the ground, then we have to figure that whole deal out.
They get tested and can't go back below ground.
I'm sorry, you're not well enough to go back below ground. You can't live in the subways, sir, anymore. I'm telling you, I would love to go down with the mole people.
I would love to see. They would embrace you as their leader.
They'd kill me.
No, they would embrace attack you as their
I would
leader.
Love to go like on an expedition.
No, but you have you already have a moley looking face.
What the hell does that mean?
you'd be the king of the mole people. I know it.
You think they'd look at me as like their leader?
You would be, yes. They would embrace you as the king of the mole people.
No, but I'd have to go with protection.
No. Why?
Because you don't know. These are not normal people. These are people living below the Earth's surface for sport.
It might be better down there now.
It might be great.
Who are you bringing down for protection? That's the real question.
We just doing our thing back there, man.
Someone
There's a
who's
whole
like
community in there, bro.
Very, very capable with weaponry.
Yeah, but people we know, though. I mean, I think Hurley's got to be at the top of that list.
Cast Hurley is that guy?
I think Hurley would have to be at the top of that list.
By the way, this baby is Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract and no compromise. This very show presented by the great people at Progressive Insurance.
We're presented by Progressive!
Yeah, we know. George in Seaford. George, good morning. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, good morning, guys. Just driving in. It's lovely weather right now.
What's it like on the roads, George?
I love listening. Oh, it's terrible. I'm a teacher, and I didn't do it delayed open in New York City, so I guess we have another great mayor going.
Yeah, but you got swagger, back, all sorts of swagger now, George. Lots of swagger.
I'm a big Bronco fan, and when they hired Paxton, Peyton, I was telling everybody they're not going to fire Fangio because it gives the GM a brand new year to do what they want and make the coach look bad. So when they fire him, it was the coach's fault. The new GM coming in is going to keep Judge because the Giants are not going to give him. They gave him a long-term contract, and they're paying three coaches. So the GM comes in, he can say, all right, let me do what I want, and we'll fall on the coach, not on me. There's no way they fire Judge.
I don't disagree with you, George. That would be the only reason to keep him, in all honesty. I mean, I don't know. There's nothing tangible you can point to as to why you think that Joe Judge is going to be a good head coach.
I love the fact that they're going to keep the guy just because now he is the one you can place blame on if things go poorly.
Well, but financially, though, he's not wrong, man. I mean, these coaches get long-term deals. They get fired, and you're still paying them.
The team's worth like $6 billion.
I get it. But still, I mean, so if you're the GM, you come in, you say, okay, give me a six-year deal. I'll keep Joe Judge and Daniel Jones. Because I don't personally know if Joe Judge is a good coach or not. I mean, injuries, you name all the different excuses, pandemic and everything else. I buy myself a year. I get a chance to see what we actually have here.
Is it a pandemic for every team in the NFL?
No, it is, yeah.
Are there injuries for every team in the NFL?
No, I'm making an argument as to why you would keep Joe Judge. Because that would be the only reason for me. If I was the most qualified candidate coming into here, I have a list of coaches I would like. And Joe Judge is probably not on that list. So give me the six-year deal. Give me the security. I'll live with it for a year. I'll get a better idea of what we actually have, and then I can make a decision moving forward.
Right. So you'll keep him solely based on you can use him as a scapegoat.
He'll be my shield. Yeah.
He's the shield.
Yep.
He's the person you walk down with the mole people with, and he protects you from the others.
Exactly. Just in case they start throwing feces or something at me. That's right.
Their old skin or something.
Why do they have? Why are they throwing old skin?
Why not? I don't know. I don't know what they're capable of.
We just doing our thing back there, man.
You're not doing yourself any favors with the mole people. If you want to, if you
I'm
really
not,
want to
I'm
be
not
their
looking,
leader,
here's the thing. You think the mole people are listening to the show? You think they have a meter?
I don't know. I mean, how many stories have I done about that one woman that just keeps going down into the drainage pipes? Maybe they come. There's something that come up to the surface. And they're big fans of the show.
Well, listen, here's the thing. If the mole people are listening, we love you and we apologize. And if they're not, that's a creepy brand of person.
How amazing would it be if that in the next hour we get a phone call and it's like Jimmy.
Yeah, Jimmy from underneath 79th Street.
Yes.
I'll tell you what, if you're a mole person, man or woman, child or whoever, and you're listening to the show, 1-800-919-3776, RJ, if and when they call, patch them right through. You will not have to go on hold or anything. Right through.
That would make. Yeah, I mean, to start off 2022 with a mole person live on the air.
Oh, that. I mean, you could never beat that. Ever,
no.
ever, ever.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
This will be the last time we refer to them as the Washington football team as well.
What do you think the name is going to be?
I've absolutely no idea.
Just Yarkin?
No.
Nope. Not going to be Shister.
But how do you say that name, by the way? Is it Hushka?
The Washington Hushkas?
The Washington Hushkas.
Hushkas? Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah. Forget about, what are those? The Docitos?
So when they announced it's going to be, you know, February 2nd.
Correct.
They're going to come up with a new name. So I was reading something that, you know, people are trying to figure out. Like,
is that Groundhog Day?
Yeah.
Okay.
But people were trying to figure out, I mean, there's all sorts of speculation. What's the name going to be, right? I mean, that's since this whole thing started, since they got rid of their previous name. So I guess for a certain amount of time, if you went on the WashingtonAdmirals.com, it would shoot you to the Washington football team page.
Oh, so some leakage there.
Yeah, so I mean, I guess that could be, maybe it's the Admirals, maybe?
Let's see.
I mean, that would be typical Washington football team, though.
That they would kind of let it leak out there? That'd be
this
terrible,
huge
though.
Tease, and then it just leaks right out.
The Admirals? Ugh.
Yeah, I don't mind Washington football team.
No, I guess you've become kind of accustomed
Commanders,
to it now.
Commanders?
I have some odds. You want some odds?
Yeah, give me some odds.
All right, this comes from Sportsline. What'll be the Washington football team's new nickname? The favorite, the Commanders at plus 200.
Commanders plus 200.
Yeah,
right.
Commanders 2-1. Let me see when this is from so I can give you an accurate. This is from January 4th, so this is very recent, right? What's today, the 7th?
Yes, so from this week. 7th, yep.
This would be a terrible name. The Red Hogs is next up at 3-1.
Yeah, but that has some, there's some meaning behind
it. I understand,
though.
But the Red Hogs is an awful name. The Defenders at 5-1. The Armada at 8-1. The Brigade at 9-1.
I don't mind that one.
The Red Tails at 10-1. The Sentinels at 12-1. The Admirals at 15-1. The Groundhogs at 20-1. And the Presidents also at 20-1. I got to tell you, not one of those names moves the needle for me.
Yeah, but why would, I'm sitting here reading the article, so why would WashingtonAdmirals.com redirect you to the official website of the Washington football team? Like, are they that stupid? Like, you go through all this trouble making the video and teasing it and everything else, and then you have for some reason, like, I don't know, that would make perfect sense for them.
You know what we should have done had we had any foresight at all? Bought all the names.
I think there's people that have done that. The domain
those
names,
are smart people.
Done that.
Those, and then you sell it. You want to be the Commanders? $25,000.
That's it? No, $25,000.
Well, how much do we hold it hostage for?
Well, for more than that.
Really?
It's an NFL football team.
I don't know. I don't have any experience in the kidnapping game.
Millions.
Millions?
Millions.
Really? You want to be the Armada? $1.9 million.
Yeah, make it two. Give me how about $2
million? $2 million and some safety inspections in your stadium.
Yes. Get that railing fixed up.
By the way, I'm obligated to not like Jalen Hurts because he's the quarterback for the Eagles. But I really respect that guy. That was a well-written letter. He obviously has tremendous concern. What's going to happen here with your filthy stadium? How are you going to fix this thing? With the way he reacted and helped people up, good for him. He seems like a good guy.
Yeah, he does. And I mean, that's one of the things about him, though, is he's why I think a lot of people think that he could end up being their starting quarterback moving forward is because that's the kind of leader he is.
I hope he is.
Well, even how he handled that situation, man. I mean, you saw how he handled that situation. So that's a big part of it too. But that's a huge part of it. In that position, the quarterback position, leadership is huge in that position.
I said I hope he is, and I did mean that because I don't think he's that great. So I hope that they get I think he's just good enough to get the job, and there's zero chance you're winning big things with him, in my opinion.
All right, your humble opinion. This is the same opinion of a guy who the Giants are going to win the division.
So here's the thing now. I can no longer make any other statement forever because if you've made a bad prediction and it doesn't come true, now it's held over your head forever on this show.
Yeah, but is that a bad prediction, though? But was that a bad prediction or an epically
bad prediction? It was a bad prediction. But this is, you know what? Didn't you pick the Twins to win the AL Central this year?
No, of course not. Why would I do that?
I think you might have.
They had a terrible season.
Similar to the Giants. I'm not sitting here saying everything you think doesn't make sense because you had a bad
prediction.
But
you were so smug about it. I didn't go through all this isn't me being a homer and I don't trust Dak Prescott and all this other pomp and circumstance to get to your big reveal. The New York Football Giants will be NFC East champions.
That wasn't right. Yep, that definitely wasn't right. So, the Mets.
You know what? Hey, how about this, though?
Yeah.
You know what also sucks if you're a Giants fan?
Everything. But what specifically?
Well, but no, just that you've completely wasted the advantage of having a quarterback on a rookie deal. Completely out the window.
Yeah, but I don't even know that he's a good quarterback.
Well, that's on top of it. But, I mean, that's just the whole benefit gone. Right out the window.
Completely out the window. There's nothing positive. You know what angers me? I don't know why you're laughing. And we should probably save this so we can do the Mets a little bit and then the games. But they fired Jerry Reese mid-season. The guy had won two Super Bowls, and yet they deemed it necessary to fire him mid-season. Yet this clown in Dave Gettleman, for some reason, they have to show him the ultimate respect and finish out the season, and then we'll let you retire. I know that you say it. I know that Tenenbaum says it. I know that Rex says it. It gets me incensed that they're treating this guy with respect.
Yeah, they're a classy organization.
We are the Giants.
Incensed.
Well, that's all they really have right now is their reputation.
Great. Their reputation is not so good right now at the moment. All right. Let's spend a couple minutes on the Mets, and then we'll go around the league because we have to pick another winning game. What are we, like 6-1 in our last seven?
What? Why?
Why what?
Stop touching the money. Just be quiet.
It's factual.
I don't want factual. Yeah, it's a factual when Joe Buck says this kicker hasn't missed an extra point in 48 straight tries and then yanks one left.
What do you want me to say?
Celebrate when we win, all right? That's when we'll celebrate.
It's factual. We're 6-1 in our last seven. That's not dunking on anybody. That's not saying how great we are. It's a factual piece of information.
Keep the facts to yourself, all right?
All right.
Oh, no, senor! No, senor!
Santi, don't be such a jerk. Seriously.
I love how he's got that one ready to go. Just sitting right
sure.
there.
I mean, he'll fire off storage facilities at a moment's notice, but he needs that Gano kick, and boom, it's ready to roll.
He's firing off Tom Thibodeau's left and right.
Yeah, that's right. He's making it look like Gordon's belching on air, like the station is being overtaken by aliens, but if he needs the Graham Gano sound in another language, I got that ready to go. You're an awful human being. If the Cardinals beat the Cowboys in that game, you don't come to work for 3 days. Three full days.
So that's what we're banking on. You think the first round matchup is going to be Cardinals-Cowboys?
Absolutely. All right, can we spend a minute on the Mets, please?
I'm waiting. Listen, you drive the show. I'm waiting.
All right, I love it. I like Eric Chavez. I like the fact that he gets a promotion and comes here with the Mets. Buck Showalter wanted him. And yeah, I'll be honest with you. I love the fact that it's a little needle and a little dig to the Yankees as well. I love what the Mets are doing right now.
Yeah, how could you not? I mean, and here's the thing, though, too. I mean, it would make sense, right? I think if you're a Yankees fan, you're a little bit concerned, just the lack of major league experience on your staff right now. But, I mean, this is what we thought with Steve Cohen, right? What Steve Cohen wants, Steve Cohen was going to get.
That's right. That he's got artwork worth more than anybody that he employs, that he can have anybody and everybody that he wants. And you're seeing that's the case right now.
Yeah. Man, listen, you know, hey, Eric, you know, forget this whole being the assistant hitting coach. We'll make you the hitting coach. All right, here we go.
Yep, see ya. Bye-bye.
And I like what they're, but I like what they're doing too, though. I mean, there was some, there was a report that they were going after Curtis Granderson. Like, that's all important stuff. When you, they need to fix that clubhouse.
And what have you heard about Granderson? You
nothing
have heard
but great things.
He is the best guy ever, ever.
Nothing but great things.
How about this? I have a Curtis Granderson story for you. So I wound up, no, it just shows you what a great guy he is. I took Alex, this is years ago, it was a hot summer day, and surprisingly, Familia blew the game, right? Ninth inning blew the game, and Alex still mentions it. So we sat like first row behind the Mets dugout, and we got there early enough that guys would come out and sign stuff. But in my genius, I forgot a marker. So I went to the security guard. I said, listen, I forgot a marker when the guys come out with baseballs and they want to sign something. Do you have anything? Can I give you some money that you can get it from somewhere? He said, don't worry, I'll get a marker for you. But Granderson comes out and is ready to sign. And Alex is, it's got to be 5 years ago. So he's got to be like six. So he's a little kid. And he says, you want me to sign for you, pal? And Alex is like, I do, but I don't have a marker. And he says, that's okay. He says, I'll sign everybody else's. Make sure you find me and I'll come back and sign when you get a writing implement for me to sign with. That's Curtis Granderson.
Yeah, but why would he just grab a marker from somebody else and just sign the baseball? I don't understand that.
Yeah, I don't know.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, maybe I don't know. There was
that's
something
usually
going
what you on. Do. You don't just use the same marker.
Yeah, but I don't know. Maybe the other markers were off in other areas. Maybe there were no other. I don't remember the specifics. But he said, I will find you again and I will make sure to sign for you.
I caught my lone foul ball at a game, Curtis Granderson.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Was he a Met?
No, he was a Yankee at the time.
So where did he play? Tigers, Yankees, Marlins, Mets?
Yeah, that sounds right.
He's as good a guy as there is. As good a guy as there is. All right. So Mets take Eric Chavez. Yankees now in the market for an assistant hitting coach. Are you ready to go? And this is a little sad. Around the league for the final time this season?
Well, you had Blue Jays, too. Blue Jays and Brewers.
That's right. And I don't remember him on the Brewers.
And the Dodgers for a minute.
He's been on every team.
Well, that's at the end. He went from Mets. He went Mets, Dodgers, Blue Jays, Brewers, Marlins.
Yeah, he was making the tour.
Yeah, but he had a really good career.
Very, very good career. Excellent right fielder, too. All right. Let's go around the league, Sam.
It's time to go around the league.
Around the League is brought to you by Jack Pocket. I got to tell you, and you know I'm always honest with you, and sometimes it doesn't bode well for me, and other times it does. I cannot tell you the last time I was so had such lack of excitement for two Saturday games as I do tomorrow.
Why? It's still Saturday football.
But come on. Chiefs, Broncos, Cowboys, Eagles. See, I'll watch it because that's what we do. But Cowboys, Eagles has no juice whatsoever.
Well, there's no juice, no. But, I mean, at least it's the Cowboys. You and Ray are going back and forth. So maybe, I mean, that now you're rooting for the – I know you don't want to root for the Eagles.
No,
but
there's no – if the Eagles beat the Cowboys, I'm not going to say anything to them on Monday.
So maybe we pick one of these games, maybe.
Why, to add juice to it?
Yeah, a little juice to it.
No. Why would we do that?
I wouldn't pick that game.
No. Why that? What is the matter with you?
You said you want a juice. I'm trying to give you juice.
Responsible gambling, Rick. You're just willy-nilly to make it a juicy game, start to pick it. What's the matter with you? Now, do you happen to like Chiefs minus 11 on the road in Denver?
I actually do like the Chiefs minus 11.
Now, Kansas City needs to win this game, right? To assure that they get the 2 seed in the AFC?
I got all the playoff clinching scenarios.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, are you a treat?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so if Kansas City wins, the worst they can be is the 2, yes?
Yeah, Kansas City wins, and then you get a Tennessee loss or tie. Then Kansas City has the number 1 seed.
Right, so they can get the 1, but that's unlikely because Tennessee is playing, what, Houston?
Tennessee is playing Houston,
yeah,
correct.
So that's unlikely. All right, so mark that one down. We both like Kansas City minus the 11 on
Denver
the road
secondary,
in Denver.
All banged up. All banged up.
Yeah, and Drew Locke, I think, is the starting quarterback again for Denver. And God, does he stink. Cowboys, Eagles, Cowboys given 5. Let's not even spend time on this. That is a meaningless football
game. All right, we'll stay away.
Washington and the Giants. I liked it at 6.5. It's up to 7. I don't like this game any longer.
Okay, now let's discuss one thing. Mm-hmm. Eagles are a playoff team,
yes.
And Washington was right there. Ron Rivera, you think the guys play for Ron Rivera, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Joe Judge went after Ron Rivera. They're a clown show. Guys fight on the sideline. Jake Fromm is playing quarterback.
Correct.
The number 7. How many points do you think that Jake Fromm and the Giants are going to score?
10?
I mean, that's they've scored 49 over the last 5, so...
Yeah, maybe 13. Maybe they have an explosion and put up 16. Something. Yeah, I would say the 10-ish range.
10-ish range.
Yes.
21-10.
Listen, I don't think it's an impossibility. I just 7 feels like a lot to me.
All right, you don't like it. I think part of that is because you don't like going against the Giants, which is fine. I get it. I
think part of that is true, but at 6.5, you could have twisted my arm and said, you know what, Dave, let's take this game. Because now you're looking at a 17-10. That's a win. Now it's got to be 20-10. That feels like a big number to me.
You just got absolutely manhandled,
destroyed. Listen, we can go back and forth. I don't like this game. It's supposed to be like we're launching rockets here, right? We're both supposed to turn our keys.
Yeah, you're right.
I can't turn my key on this game. Okay. What do you want me to tell you?
That's fine. It's been working. Let's keep it going.
All right. Tennessee in Houston. Titans giving 10. Sounds like Derrick Henry's going to play in this one. Tennessee has a lot to play for. They win. Not only do they win the division, which is locked up already, they get the 1 seed in the AFC.
See, I heard that Derrick Henry's probably not going to play in this game.
Oh, I'd seen last night he's going to play.
Oh, you saw last night he was going to. Diana Rossini said she didn't think he was going to play. He was practicing, but he wasn't going to play. But, I mean, it changes if he does play, obviously.
Houston's been playing well, though.
Yeah, listen, Houston's fighting.
They're competitive.
Give them credit. They're fighting.
I'm not taking this one.
No, you're staying away.
Yeah, no, I don't want this one. Chicago at Minnesota.
They've actually beaten Tennessee already this season, by the way.
They sure did. Tennessee had a ton of turnovers in that game. Chicago at Minnesota. Vikings, the line is up to 5.5. Minnesota has nothing to play for. I guess Cousins is back as the quarterback, but I have to take a game that has some impact
on
somebody.
We need meaningful games. Meaningful games.
Yeah, so that one is not. Indianapolis at Jacksonville, numbers 15. Did they lose again by more than 15 points?
That's what concerns me. I mean, we rode that last week with New England. Indy needs the game. They're not going to take their foot off the gas, but 15. Let's put it on the list, but I mean, 15 is a lot of points.
That seems like it's too rich for my blood. Cincinnati at Cleveland. Cleveland is giving 6. Joe Burrow's not going to play. Joe Mixon is not going to play. Cincinnati's probably going to rest everybody. Is Cincinnati locked into their seeding?
Locked into their seeding?
Yeah. They're obviously not playing to win this game. They don't care. They're punting one.
Yeah, I mean, Joe Burrow twisted his knee in the last game, the end of the last game, and then you got no Mixon. Hey, I mean, we'll see. I mean, you could probably make the argument Case Keenum at 100% may be a better option than Baker Mayfield anyway.
I think he is. Baker Mayfield is
so bad. I could be talked into taking Cleveland, maybe.
No, again, we're gonna take a game that has no meaning whatsoever.
Oh, it's still a division game, though. It has some meaning.
But I can't turn my key on this one. I'm sorry.
And Stefanski's coming back, so, I mean, guys will play hard, I would imagine.
So they're not locked into their seeding. They are locked into their division.
They've won the division already, yeah.
Yeah. Pittsburgh at Baltimore. Ravens minus 5. Looks like Lamar Jackson not going to play in this one.
Yeah, which is fine. But again, I mean, you want to, I guess there's an outside chance that both of these teams could make the playoffs.
I guess Jacksonville would have to beat Indy, and then Pittsburgh has a chance to get in, right?
Yeah, the Pittsburgh scenario is Pittsburgh will clinch a playoff berth if they win, Indy loses, and Vegas and Chargers does not end in a tie. That's how they get in.
Well, I don't think they're going to get in, and I
no,
don't like
me
that
either.
Packers at Lions. Lions getting 3.5 at home. It sounds like Aaron Rodgers is going to play. I don't know how long he's going to play for. We can't mess with that. That has a very preseason feel to it.
Yeah, and that Detroit Lions team, I mean, at least they play hard.
Feisty. Yeah, they sure do. They fight for him. They'll bite kneecaps all the way to week 18. Jets in Buffalo. Bills giving 16, a whopping 16 points.
That seems like a big number to me.
It's too much. I agree
with you. I mean, I would almost... I'd be tempted to take the Jets plus the 16.
Well, I can't do that, though. You know, George Fant's not going to play in this one.
No, I know, but they're still... I mean, you're talking about a Buffalo Bills team that struggled with
you
Atlanta.
You couldn't see Buffalo winning this game 31-14.
Well, I could. I mean, the last time these teams played, Buffalo scored 21 points in the third quarter. Yeah, but I mean, all the talk coming out of the Jets locker room is that they remember that and they want retribution. Yeah, I don't know if I... listen, emotionally, I don't know if I could handle it.
I'm not doing it. Tampa laying 8 at home to Carolina.
Like Tampa.
Yeah, I like kind of like Tampa, too. They need to win this game, right?
They need to win, yeah.
And they said they're going to play this game as well. New England in Miami. Now, I guess the only thing New England is playing for is if Buffalo somehow loses.
They win the division, yeah.
They win the division if they win. But Buffalo's also at 4 o'clock, so I guess they'll play. But I don't know. It's in Miami. Miami always plays them tough. I don't like that one.
Okay.
New Orleans given 3.5 in Atlanta. Now, this is an interesting game because New Orleans can get in with a win and a San Fran loss, which both things are very realistic.
That is realistic because we don't know what's happening. It looks like, and he played pretty good. RJ, is Trey Lance going to play? I mean, I saw Jimmy Garoppolo throwing some decent-looking passes yesterday in practice.
They really, really want Garoppolo to play. Garoppolo's already said he's had to adjust his throwing motion.
Oh, great.
But Jimmy's 5-0 in his last 5 games against the Rams, so they really want him out
there. The Niners own, for some reason, Kyle Shanahan owns Sean McVay.
Owns him, and Stafford has not been great as of late. So Saints giving 3.5 at the Falcons. Rams giving 4.5 at home to the Niners. I like the Niners in this game. I think this is a field goal game to me.
So that's the game you like the most? That's the one you love?
It's a game I like one of the most. There's another one coming up that I really like as well.
All right, let's see what it is.
Seahawks on the road in Arizona. Arizona giving 6.5. I like Arizona, but I don't love them. And I love this one. Chargers, Raiders. It sounds like Waller still might not play. Chargers have had a good season. This is a meaningful game for both teams. You win and you're in. I like the Chargers to cover the 3 in this one.
I kind of like that one, too. Although the Chargers have burned us multiple times this season. Multiple times.
They have, and their defense is not great, but they're better than the Raiders, aren't they?
Yes, but, I mean, what the Raiders have been able to do with everything that they're dealing with is pretty incredible.
It is pretty incredible. Listen, I also like the Niners plus the 4.5.
Oh, my God.
We don't have to decide now.
No,
RJ
know,
has until 5:55 when he calls
too.
Into the K Show to do the pick for our show.
Yeah, but is Jordan... I mean, here's the other thing, though, too. Let's go back to that Green Bay game here for a second. Like, Aaron Rodgers wants to lock up the MVP. So he said... I mean, he said he's going to play.
Yeah, but they said he might play less than a quarter.
Okay, but what if he... say he plays a quarter and a bit, throws a couple touchdowns, they get up. I mean... Jordan Love's going to want to go out there and play well, right, and prove something.
You really want to bank an important Week 18 with us on the backup quarterback and backup players for the Packers?
Ah, but it's only 3.5.
Oh, come on. I can't.
Probably not. No, you're right.
I'm not doing that. All right. That's around the league.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts. It's time for a frenzy. A football frenzy.
You could say that 10,000 times and it still wouldn't be enough.
It fires me up, man.
I love
it.
Say it one more time.
A football frenzy. Any team, any player, any question.
All right, it's a bittersweet moment here on DPetro and Rothenberg, 98.7 ESPN. Show as always, Frenzy as always, presented by Progressive Insurance. This is it. Now, the Frenzy will continue well into the postseason, but as far as the 18-week barrage of the regular season Frenzy, this is it.
Yeah, but we'll be at our best in the playoffs. I mean, just wild card. It's going to be a bonanza of football wild card weekend.
Next weekend, what do we have? 2 games Saturday, 3 games Sunday, and then a game on Monday?
It's almost. I don't want to say much, but it's a lot.
I really hope the Cowboys-Cardinals is Monday night football.
Oh, will you stop, please?
It won't be. It's going to be the 4:30 Sunday game, I bet you.
Now, who has it better than Leonardo DiCaprio right now?
Where does that come from?
I don't know.
Did you see him at a Broadway show recently?
No, I'm just looking. It's another 24-year-old model. He's dead. It's too much.
But at this point, it's not cute anymore. I mean, he's like 47 years old.
It doesn't. Yeah, he is. But still, I mean, he's let himself go a little, but he's got a belly to the point where he's got like tan lines under his boob.
Let me start out the frenzy with this. If you were casting yourself in a movie, who would play you?
Oh, that's an interesting question.
Mm-hmm.
Because you remember, Bart Scott actually sold the rights to his life for a movie.
Wait a minute. Bart Scott sold his movie rights?
Yes, they bought it.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
I would want somebody that was funny to play me in a movie.
You know who I see you as playing you? And I think it makes perfect sense. And I think
Aminu Muhammad, baby.
No, not Aminu Muhammad. Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, that would be a good one. I like his Mark, movies, too.
Good-looking guy. Boston guy. He's got an edge to him. Little trouble, but overall, deep down, good person. Mark Wahlberg. RJ, what do you think about that?
I like that a lot.
Yep.
I like that a lot.
See, this is what I do. I'm a creator of content. RJ, you like it? Wahlberg is Rick?
I think that's spot on.
We'd have Field Yates play RJ.
Well, obviously.
That's a no-brainer.
Yeah. You'd have Dak Prescott play Santiago.
Santiago, I made some calls. Dak is hesitant to fart in a jar for you.
It's just not for Ray.
Oh, you asked for that, Raymond?
I did. It was a surprise. I was going to get it to him as a surprise.
And he just said no. All right, let's get out with the frenzy, shall we? Let's go to Ricardo in Perth Amboy. He's been on hold for a long time. Ricardo, you're on the frenzy.
If Ron Rivera destroys us on Sunday in front of our home crowd, does Joe Judge finally get fired?
God, I will say this. I thought a week ago, 10 days ago, it was 80-20 that he was going to be the Giants coach next year. I think it's much closer to 50-50 right now. If things go sideways again and they get hammered and he has another one of these press conferences where he's an embarrassment to the organization.
Not that he needs to be looked into or anything of that nature.
Like that, I think maybe he'll go.
You know what was great, too, was the Fugazi reports, too, that he was using the media to speak to his players. And then they asked, like, Devontae Booker, did you hear the rant? He's like, nah, I wasn't.
A bunch of guys were like, did you hear what he said? No, I wasn't really paying attention.
No.
Let's go to Armani in Queens. Armani, you're on the frenzy.
What do you think the chances are that Gangrene upsets Omar's horrible Bills this weekend?
1%.
That'd be great.
1%.
That would be great. But here's the thing, though. Omar wouldn't call.
But you know what happens then?
Well, no, he wouldn't call because he's a coward.
Wow. How dare you call out Omar like that?
He's a coward.
You know what happens, though? You win that game. New England beats Miami. Now New England wins the division. They go on some kind of run, and it's like a Mo Lewis reincarnation kind of thing where now all of a sudden New England goes on another major run.
Yeah, we don't want that.
Who plays Mo Lewis in the movie, by the way?
Who plays Mo Lewis?
Yeah.
Ooh. Tyler Perry.
Oh, I like that.
No, it's not bad. Right off the cuff right there.
I like that. That's well done. You're a bright guy. How much would you sell your movie rights for?
Oh, I have a lot of stories.
A bidding war?
Yeah, a large sum.
It'd be like the Fast and Furious, though. They'd have to come out with like seven, eight different chapters of your life.
Yeah, there's a bunch of different, almost separate books, really. That last Fast and Furious was horrendous.
I don't think I've seen any of them.
Horrendous.
Brent in Bayshore. Go ahead, Brent.
How do you guys feel about Baker to New York? Go ahead, Dave.
No. Why would I?
I pray for that every night.
Shut
I pray for
up.
That.
You know what? You're a bad person. I hope you have a brain hemorrhage when you sleep at some point.
You can live right at MetLife Stadium.
Why would you? Yeah, he could be the caretaker. Why would you possibly hope for that?
Why would you hope that I had a brain hemorrhage?
There you go, wishing evil, terrible things on people again. Again.
No, I just had a small hemorrhage.
Is there such thing?
No, I don't know. I don't have full knowledge of the hemorrhage, but just like a, you know, it's a headache. It's a hemorrhage.
Slip that one under the radar. Hope you have a brain
radar.
Hemorrhage.
They fix you right up and boom, away we go.
Santiago, clip that. I'm going to have to hear that back. I got to hear the tone of that.
It was a joke. It was jokey.
Oh, yeah, real funny. Ha, ha, ha. Hope you have a brain hemorrhage.
But you we'll know what? You wish worse on me. You wish Baker Mayfield.
Oh, yeah, that's way worse. What would you rather have? Would you rather a brain hemorrhage or Baker Mayfield as your quarterback?
You know what? I don't think it's so cut and dry like you do. Taylor in Saratoga. Hello, Taylor. You're on the frenzy.
After the Giants lose on Sunday, over under on Joe Judge's longest answer, 10 minutes.
Under. There's no way he could do that again.
He had to have. They had to say something to him. Had to have.
But here's the thing. If you have to say something to the guy, should he be the guy?
No, but I mean, after that 11-minute answer, what are you doing? Like, if they told you you were going to be back, just shut up. Just keep your mouth shut.
I couldn't agree with you more. This has been a perfect frenzy. Laughs, jokes.
Here we go. Touching the money.
Casting, movies, everything. It's been perfect so far. All the calls. I get worried with Ira because he's typically very long-winded. Let's see if he can play. Ira, Staten Island, you're on the frenzy.
Does Robert Saleh make any defensive coaching changes at the end of this historic points allowed season?
That's a nice question.
Wow, that's perfect, too. Well done. I mean, everything about that call I loved. No, I don't think he does.
You think they roll it back with the same guys? You think it's a talent issue?
No, I just think that's part of it. I think it's a talent issue, but I think that's part of it. Like, they purposely have a young staff. They have a young team paired with a young staff. I mean, it was a conscious decision. Look at his staff. I mean, they have 1,000 different coaches, but it's a bunch of it's young guys with little experience.
Very little experience, yeah. It's actually strange when you look at it, what they've done with the defensive staff and with the offensive staff with the Jets.
Just the staff, period, and how many coaches they have.
Yeah, very, very strange. All right, blow this one dead. I got to be honest. You know, we've worked 17 weeks for this, and week 18, sensational.
Yeah, outside of the brain hemorrage thing, I don't know how it could have been any better.
You hope you have a brain hemorrhage when you sleep. I don't know why that sounded like I was in an...
They
hope you have a brain hemorrhage when you sleep.
Because they both pressed it at the same time. That's how in sync those two are. When you hear a drop over, like it sounds like it's echoing, it's because they've pressed the same drop at the exact same time.
Because their genius is hitting the button at the same time. You know what it's like?
It's like in Spaceballs, Dave, when the Schwartzes get all tangled up.
Oh, I love the Schwartzes. You know what it's like when you go to the doctor and they hit you on the knee and then it just goes, it's reflex, it goes flying.
The reflex test,
That's what it was when you said Baker Mayfield.
Like
brain hemorrhage when you sleep. And I just exploded with anger and vitriol and wished bad things on
people. Just because that's your default setting, to wish bad things on people.
Yeah, that we hope people die.
I would like you to stop denying it.
And you wonder why your kid at a Knicks game tells someone to burn in hell. I mean,
he didn't say burn in hell.
Well, he said something.
He said, I hope you die in a fire.
That's so much better.
Isn't it the same thing?
At least
when you're burning in hell, you're already dead. You're already dead.
It was so good. Some guy out of nowhere screams, "Let's go, Islanders!" And this 11-year-old, without skipping a beat, says, "I hope you die in a fire."
Oh my God!
People are coming over, giving him high fives.
No one was giving him a high. He should have been arrested.
Arrested?
You can't make threats like that to another human being.
And then Sherry
goes,
"You know, when you're older, you're going to get pummeled." He's like, "I don't care.
Hope you die in a fight." I mean, that's. Do you know how morbid that is?
Well, it's not like he really meant it.
Yeah, but God forbid, what happens if this guy ends up? You find out 2 weeks later, just perished in a fire.
Well, karma.
Yeah, all of a sudden, we'll be doing the show tomorrow.
Karma for saying, "Let's go, Islanders."
Yeah. Monday morning, my eye'll start twitching, and then who knows what happens?
Karma. Ryan Hurley, our esteemed program director, wants to know, who do you think would play Ira in the movie?
I have no idea.
He's Sal Romano.
Larry David.
Sal Romano's not playing Ira.
Larry David.
Bezenhout.
I like that. Larry David. Yes. Larry grows a mustache. Ira. You should be a casting agent.
Listen, I'm open to more jobs. I don't have enough right now. I'm open to more.
Thanks for listening to the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.